Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bad, 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 bad. Amazing
why. Yeah, yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. That's right, Steve's back. Steve's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, our second one. Second founding member this hour. How about that? Steve is, he's our profit pro. He's the author of Instant Profits, and other books on helping you make, put the most on the bottom line. He's the best at it. And he's here to talk to us about opportunity today. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here with the Small Business Advocate.
It's good to have you back, Steve. So, you want to talk to us about opening doors to opportunities. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, Jim, I, as you know, I do a lot of work with entrepreneurs through my volunteering with SCORE, and
right.
I do a lot through my own business as well. But one of the things that is a common question is, well, what am I going to do next? Business has changed, and things are happening, and I don't have the opportunities that I need. And the reality is, Jim, I think that a lot of us are closing our own doors by not opening our eyes.
Mm-hmm. When you say opportunity, are you also thinking reinvention?
Well, sometimes reinvention is one of those opportunities.
Because you've talked about this. You've written about this before. You and I talked about this many years ago.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a continuing problem because we put our blinders on, we go to work, we do the day's efforts, and just do it time and time again.
Yeah.
But after a while, and your Age of the Customer book, of course, is and philosophy is just absolutely a bell ringer in terms of, hey, wake up, because the world has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this all the time, that people are not recognizing that the world has changed, so we have to maybe reinvent what we're doing, or we miss an opportunity because our eyes are closed to it. The door is closed. We can't see it.
There's a couple of things there that I think you're onto, and one of them is what I call, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
That's exactly
and
right.
That's what, and boy, is it, there's never been a time when that was more important to understand that than now, because I mean, just like I've said many times, if you sell shoestrings, people aren't going to stop buying shoestrings anytime soon. They're still going to buy shoestrings, but they're buying shoestrings differently than they did 10 years ago, right? So that you have to get out of the shoestring business. You just have to think about, how do customers want to get my shoestrings?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and that's where opportunity is. When I think of opportunity, I think of looking for a whole new thing. But when you're thinking opportunity, you're also including opportunities for what I'm going to do next, right? Not just reinventing myself, but what am I going to do next? Because what I've been doing is probably not working or isn't going to work.
Absolutely. Sure. Just even the simple things.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to buy a fence for my house recently. So what's the first thing I did? Well, Age of the Customer, I did an internet search to try and find fence installers.
Right.
Well, I found a list of about 10. And you know what, Jim? I want to cry when I see it. Half of them did not even have a website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or a phone number.
They were immediately removed from the list.
Yep. And they might have been, one of them probably was the best fencer.
Well, they may have been.
But you'll never know.
they weren't my best fencer.
That's a perfect example of being, they weren't relevant to you, even though they might have been more competitive.
Yep. So their door is closed to opportunity, mm-hmm. to new business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the fence companies that I did evaluate, these were not huge websites. They were very simple, very
right.
straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave me enough information to be able to contact them, see what they did, a bit about who they were, what their reputation was in the marketplace, and make a decision to either call them in for right. a face-to-face meeting or not.
Maybe have a few pictures of other fences that they built so you could get an idea of their work and get some ideas about how to do a fence. Steve, ProfitPro.us, right?
That's correct.
ProfitPro.us. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be back to talk more about opportunities after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.